Today is Monday, July 29th. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whichever time of day it happens to be that you are listening to this. Today's passages will be Matthew 11, Proverbs 29, Psalm 60, and Jeremiah 37. However, I'm going to read them from Matthew 11, then Jeremiah, then Proverbs, then Psalm, just because it's easier to just go backwards in the Bible. So let's get started with Matthew 11. Now, when Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and proclaim his message in their cities. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them, and blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John came, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. Let anyone with ears listen. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." Then he began to reproach the cities in which most of his deeds of power had been done, because they did not repent. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? No. You will be brought down to Hades. For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable to the land of Sodom than for you." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Moving on to Jeremiah. Okay, Jeremiah 37. And I know I said I was going to switch from New Revised Standard, but again, I grabbed the New Revised Standard version, so maybe tomorrow I will remember. Zedekiah, son of Josiah, whom King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon made king in the land of Judah, succeeded Coniah, son of Jehoiakim, but neither he nor his servants nor the people of the land listened to the word of the Lord that he spoke through the prophet Jeremiah. King Zedekiah sent Jehoiakim, son of Shelemiah, and the priest Zephaniah, son of Maaseiah, to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Please pray for us to the Lord our God." Now Jeremiah was still going in and out among the people, for he had not yet been put in prison. Meanwhile, the army of Pharaoh had come out of Egypt, and when the Chaldeans who were besieging Jerusalem heard news of them, they withdrew from Jerusalem. Then the word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah. "Thus says the Lord, God of Israel, this is what the two of you shall say to the king of Judah, who sent you to me to inquire of me. Pharaoh's army, which set out to help you, is going to return to its own land, to Egypt, and the Chaldeans shall return and fight against the city. They shall take it and burn it with fire. Thus says the Lord, do not deceive yourself, saying, the Chaldeans will surely go away from us, for they will not go away. Even if you defeated the whole army of Chaldeans, Even if you defeated the whole army of Chaldeans who are fighting against you, and there remained of them only wounded men in their tents, they would rise up and burn the city with fire. Now when the Chaldean army had withdrawn from Jerusalem at the approach of Pharaoh's army, Jeremiah set out from Jerusalem to go to the land of Benjamin to receive his share of property among the people there. When he reached the Benjamin gate, a sentinel there named Arijah, son of Shelemiah, son of Hananiah, arrested the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "You are deserting to the Chaldeans." And Jeremiah said, "That is a lie. I am not deserting to the Chaldeans." But Arijah would not listen to him and arrested Jeremiah and brought him to the officials. The officials were enraged at Jeremiah, and they beat him and imprisoned him in the house of this secretary Jonathan, for it had been made a prison. Thus Jeremiah was put in the cistern house in the cells and remained there many days. The king Zedekiah sent for him and received him. The king questioned him secretly in his house and said, "Is there any word from the Lord?" Jeremiah said, "There is." Then he said, "You shall be handed over to the king of Babylon." Jeremiah also said to King Zedekiah, "What wrong have I done to you or your servants or this people that you have put me in prison? Where are your prophets who prophesied to you, saying, the king of Babylon will not come against you and against the land? Now please hear me, my lord king. Be good enough to listen to my plea, and do not send me back to the house of the secretary Jonathan to die there." So King Zedekiah gave orders, and they committed Jeremiah to the court of the guard. And a loaf of bread was given him daily from the baker's street until all the bread of the city was gone. So Jeremiah remained in the court of the guard. Okay, so then we will move on to Proverbs 29. One who is often reproved yet remains stubborn will suddenly be broken beyond healing. When the righteous are in authority and the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan. A child who loves wisdom makes a parent glad, but to keep company with prostitutes is to squander one's substance. By justice, a king gives stability to the land, but one who makes heavy exactions ruins it. Whoever flatters a neighbor is spreading a net for the neighbor's feet. In the transgression of the evil, there is a snare. But the righteous sing and rejoice. The righteous know the rights of the poor. The wicked have no such understanding. Scoffers set a city aflame, but the wise turn away wrath. If the wise go to law with fools, there is ranting and ridicule without relief. The bloodthirsty hate the blameless, and they seek the life of the upright. A fool gives full vent to anger, but the wise quietly holds it back. If a ruler listens to falsehood, all his officials will be wicked. The poor and the oppressor have this in common. The Lord gives light to the eyes of both. If a king judges the poor with equity, his throne will be established forever. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a mother is disgraced by a neglected child. When the wicked are in authority, transgression increases, but the righteous will look upon their downfall. Discipline your children, and they will give you rest. They will give delight to your heart. Where there is no prophecy, the people cast off restraint, and happy are those who keep the law. By mere words, servants are not disciplined, and though they understand, they will not give heed. Do you see someone who is hasty in speech? There is more hope for a fool than for anyone like that. A slave pampered from childhood will come to a bad end. One given to anger stirs up strife, and the hothead causes much transgression. A person's pride will bring humiliation, but one who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor. To be a partner of a thief is to hate one's own life. One hears the victim's curse, but discloses nothing. The fear of others lays the snare, but one who trusts in the Lord is secure. Many seek the favor of a ruler, but it is just the Lord that one gets justice. It is from the Lord that one gets justice. The unjust are an abomination to the righteous, but the upright are wicked, are an abomination to the wicked. Okay. Psalm 60. Prayer for national victory after defeat. To the leader, according to the Lily of the Covenant, a Mikhsam of David, for instruction when he struggled with Aram Naharaim and with Aram Sabah, and when Joab on his return killed 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. O God, you have rejected us, broken our defenses. You have been angry now, restore us. You have caused the land to quake, and you have torn it open. Repair the cracks in it, for it is tottering. You have made your people suffer hard things. You have given us wine to drink that makes us reel. You have set up a banner for those who fear you, to rally to it out of bowshot. Give victory with your heart. Give victory with your right hand and answer us, so that those whom you love may be rescued. God has promised in his sanctuary, with exultation, I will divide up Shechem and portion out the vow of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is my helmet. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my wash basin. On Edom I hurl my shoe. Over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have you not rejected us, O God? You do not go out, O God, with our armies. O grant us help against the foe, for human help is worthless. With God we shall do valiantly. It is he who will tread down our foes. Okay, and that is today's reading, and I hope that, as in Matthew 12, you are able to find rest and be able to place your burdens at the foot of Jesus, and may your yoke be light. Have a wonderful remainder of the week. the month, the year. And above all, may God's will be done. Amen.